realize I'm sitting like this.
Oh, me too. I keep seeing it every time I look into the thing. Is this better? Oh, did I ever, Well, thanks for joining us for episode 4.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
You can now watch us on our YouTube channel, Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
All right, so today it's a new writing prompt day.
I'm really excited to hear it.
I'm excited to hear it too. I mean, I wrote it, but... So today's writing prompt, and... Oh, should we recap? Oh, just as a reminder, so our last writing prompt was Don't I Know You? So if you haven't listened, go back and listen. There's 2 episodes. There's the Tiny Morbid...
Andrea.
Yeah. There's the me version, Tiny Morbid Andrea. It's just titled Don't I Know You by Tiny Morbid Andrea. And then last week we did Don't I Know You by Tiny Morbid Sophia. So those are the writing prompts. And each one of us did our version of that. And at the end of the second episode, which was Sophia's, we did also ask you to send us your writing prompt for Don't I Know You. Because everyone comes up with something different and we like to hear what you came up with.
Yeah. And this one we'll be doing Learn by Doing, so if you wanted to send us something along the lines of this writing prompt, Learn by Doing, please send those along. We'll have information at the end of where you can send those.
Yep. One of my favorite sayings, Learn by Doing.
Learn by Doing. Oh, and we don't have any tea today, but we are drinking...
Mimosas.
Mimos. We've been saving them just for this.
Oh, well, it's Sunday. Happy Sunday. I know, because I almost downed mine.
That's why there's this much left in my cup. I don't this have helps. Any, like, front-end things, so I'm...
So, we're going to do plug time first.
Okay.
Because I want to start just talking more about podcasts that we listen to, because there's so many good ones out there, and we listen to a lot. And I always want to talk to people about podcasts, but there's only you. Okay. Like, not... There's nothing wrong with that, but like, I want to discuss...
Just as far as people that you know.
Like, hey, have you heard about this podcast? Yeah. And no one I know listens to podcasts, so.
Okay, I'm happy to be that person for you.
Plug time is going to happen before we do our story.
Let's do it.
Sometimes it'll be, you'll have one, we'll both have one, or it'll just be me. Today it's just me. And this podcast I found on Reddit randomly. I'm on our podcast on Reddit as one of the moderators. And this was actually on a post that I had to delete because it was against the rules. But I read it first, because I read a few things, and it was like, tell me about your podcast or something, or I'm starting a podcast group or something. I forget. Either way, was against the rules, and I read through and found this one podcast. They're called... I want to look them up because I want to make sure I get their name right, but I believe they're called... There we go. It's called Your Princess is Problematic.
Oh!
It's a great podcast. Oh. Very cynical. I love cynical podcasts.
I can get down with this!
So it's a group of adults. There's 3 of them. And they... She's being so cute.
Just leave.
We're joined today by podcast pet Griffy.
We posted about her on our Instagram at Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
Sleeping Beagle on the couch.
Real cute.
But, I think that's why I like them so much, because they're cynical adults.
Please, yeah.
And basically what their, like, tagline is for what their podcast is about is, we talk about children's movies we love and hate for your listening pleasure. And I started from the beginning, and I love their take on Aladdin, and I think I'm, like, 3 in.
Wait, they have a decent amount of episodes in there, too.
Yeah. I did Toy Story, and then I think I jumped to... I started listening to Space Jam, but I didn't finish it.
I can already, yeah.
They take a cynical look at kids' movies.
Good. Okay, first of all, if we're perpetuating the idea that children are princesses when they're little, and that they're going to have some savior, come on now. It is 2020. Be your own savior. Be strong for yourself, because no one's going to save you.
Yeah.
But also, have... some good self-esteem too. I don't know. That's just a lot wrong.
Princesses have changed since, like, princesses of the old days. Also, Aladdin was the first male-based movie not really centered around a princess. It's actually his movie, but yet Princess Jasmine gets all the acclaim, but she's like, she's just the bitch in the castle. This movie's about Aladdin, his comeuppance, but alright. Let's just talk about the princess. Yeah. See, I'm cynical. Which is why I love them. All right, yeah, she was cute. She had a pet tiger, which was cool.
I did see the live-action Aladdin, and,
he's kind of cute, too.
They're adorable, and the one girl from SNL is in it. She's, like, the handmaiden for Jasmine.
Okay. Well, I didn't recognize her. Because I don't watch enough SNL, but...
Oh, she's hilarious. I love her so much. I love a good SNL into not, like, movies.
Just being in the real world.
Yeah, that's...
Oh yeah, so that's okay. So that's our plug time today. That's our podcast for plug time. Your princess is problem. Me in words. Your princess is problematic. You can find them on Podbean or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check them out. Gonna be doing
that's
that.
My recommendation. If you like Disney movies, also, because it helps that if you've seen the movie, because I've looked down their list of movies, by the way. We're going on now about this podcast. I was like, I've seen pretty much all of these movies except for, like, Frozen 2.
I'm not gonna do it.
But I'm gonna do it. They have the Toy Stories, Aladdin, Lion King, the Harry Potters, The Emperor's New Groove, Anastasia, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, The Goonies. So they kind of, it's not all animated. They go everywhere. Beetlejuice, The Nightmare Before Christmas, like, Hocus Pocus. Okay. I'm done. I love them. And it's three people, but it's not overcrowded.
I'm into it.
Which is very hard to do with three people.
Okay.
We have a problem with the two of us doing it.
I'm getting better at giving you space and not talking over you. But also, that's just the way that we talk to each other, too. So it's hard to make it into this format. So,
yeah. We have three conversations going at once, typically.
Yes, we do.
And so, but we got it.
Yeah.
We got ourselves.
I'm really looking forward to listening to the episode about Anastasia. I just recently watched it, and I have no idea. Is there a bat in it?
Yeah.
Why?
The bat guy. He's the bat. He's a bat.
But the story of Anastasia is completely different. The Romanov family. Anyway,
did they not have bats in their house? What do you mean? Of course,
I've never been to Russia. I have no idea. Okay, maybe I don't know what I'm saying.
It's just an animated bat. You're putting too much thought in it. Fucking Iago from Aladdin. Really? A parrot? In Arabia? Okay. And I'm just kidding. All
right. You're right. You're not wrong.
I don't know where parrots come from, to be honest. I'm not a bird person. They could have parrots there. I don't know if they're indigenous. We're not going to go down that road.
We don't know.
I don't feel like Googling it.
I wanted to say
let me know.
South America, but I also have no idea. Correct me. I'll fight you. I won't. Just correct me.
Are there even birds there?
What are we doing?
So that was our plug thing. All right, so without further ado, jump cut to this. Learn by doing.
By tiny word, Andrea. I think I didn't enunciate. I'm very tired.
I should look at the camera because I can actually add. I know how to make things move now. Keyframes. A man and his two sons, ages 14 and 10, drive down a gravel road in an old blue pickup. The radio is playing sad old country songs, and the father hums along. It's barely dawn, and the boys start to doze off. The father takes a deep drag from the cigar hanging from his lips, and the smoke fills the cabin. The boys cough and hold their breath until it clears. The father chuckles and now sings along with the radio. They soon get to a small clearing and pull over. Father hops out and starts rummaging through the truck bed. The boys sit waiting, not knowing what else to do or why they're even there. The man grabs two shovels and calls for the boys to follow him. They reluctantly emerge from the truck cabin. Keeping their distance, they exchange frightened glances. He then yells for them to hurry. This needs to get done before the sun rises. The younger boy begins to sniffle. He's cold and frightened. The older son puts his arm around his brother as they march on. The father continues to puff heavily on his cigar. The winds blow the smoke back into the boys' faces as they follow. They arrive at a tree with carvings across its trunk. It stands alone in the clearing. The father motions for them to stay as he approaches the tree. Placing a hand on the trunk, he begins to mumble something. The boys look around, but they are alone. No houses or signs of life in sight. Father returns to his sons and hands each a shovel. He points to a spot and says, "Dig." The boys do as they're told. Father pulled a small black leather-bound book from his back pocket, reading silently but moving his lips. It doesn't take long before they hit a stone. The loud bang echoed through the clearing. The father quickly puts his book away and begins clearing the dirt by hand. The boys step back and watch. As the dirt is cleared, the father puts both hands on the large, glowing, exposed rock. Don't look at me that way.
I'm not looking at you at all. I'm looking elsewhere.
He starts to chant. As he does this, the wind picks up and the boys shield their eyes. The father keeps chanting. The winds die down. Then a shriek comes from the rock. The boys watch as a monster of some kind rises up from the rock. It's still attached, but it's trying to wiggle free. Their father is still on the ground chanting. He looks to his boys and tells them not to move. He then looks up at the beast and begins yelling the chant. The creature looks in pain. It doesn't have eyes, but it sniffs at the air. The boys stand frightened and holding each other. The creature rears its head and sniffs the ground near the boys. As it gets to their bodies, it takes a deep breath and rears back in pain. It sneezes and then sniffs elsewhere. The father goes back to chanting. The monster becomes transparent. The father chants until the creature is fully absorbed back into the rock. He stops and looks at his sons. Both boys have tears in their eyes. Father gets up and hugs both sons. "Congratulations, boys. You vanquished your first demon." Yeah, some weird editing mistakes there from when I was like moving sentences around. But yeah, so they are demon vanquishers.
I like that they're in the background just chanting with the father.
Actually, no, they weren't chanting. They were just standing there scared and holding each other. The father was chanting.
In my mind, they were just like,
we're just going to mumble some stuff, mumble some prayers.
We support you, Dad. You got this.
But yeah, they didn't know what was going on. Also, just some research that I did. Tiny morbid fact. There are certain types of tobacco that can be used in witchcraft. And so that is why, like, the dad's not an asshole. He wasn't, like, blowing smoke in their face. But also, he was just filling the cabin with the smoke so that they were covered in the scent, which would ward off the demon.
Cabin?
The cabin of the truck. The part where he's in a truck is called the cabin. Whoa. Sorry.
Yes.
I never realized.
I was picturing a house.
It's okay. I realize I said it. I work at a car dealership, so I'm like, yeah, the truck cabin. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's also not a wrong way to say it, so I'm just picturing the wrong type of cabin.
Actually, it's just the interior of a car is called a cabin, but... Yeah. Anyway, so that's why he was filling, like, the area with smoke, so that they would be protected from the demon. And like he wasn't just, like... Yeah.
Alright.
There's witchcraft tobacco, so I got to Google that.
I like it.
And, yeah.
Ooh, do you want to know a tiny, morbid, woke fact?
That's new, I like it, yes.
So, do you know how, like... So I'm in, like, a bunch of random groups, you know this.
Yeah.
I dip in and out depending on
the
length.
I'm in this Facebook group for this thing. Oh, okay.
I don't always stay because sometimes it gets a little dumpster fiery, and that happens from time to time. I know my limits. When it gets toxic, it affects my outlook on life, and I have to, you know, for my own personal reasons, need to leave. Anyway, so there was one about witchcraft, and there was a thread where someone's like, blah, 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 I'm a white witch, and I only practice, like, good stuff. And someone was like, hey, the term white witch actually refers to white people practicing magic, and a black witch refers to black people practicing magic. So, you're just a witch, and when you use terminology like white witch, you're not saying good versus bad type of magic. Witches are witches, and please don't refer to it like that.
I didn't know that.
Right? Because it was like... People could be practicing witchcraft, but when it's black magic, it has to do with, like, voodoo and things that are more...
And hoodoo, which is also...
voodoo, yeah. Like, that's more island magic, mm-hmm. right? Rather
I think so.
Voodoo being coming from somewhere else and concentrated...
I didn't want to look too much into it, because I'm strangely superstitious about that.
That's totally... And it's not yours, so why would you practice something that's not yours? I would not practice voodoo or hoodoo, because... it is not mine, and I don't know anything about it, and I don't want to invite things that I don't know into my life. But, so yeah, so white people would refer to it as black magic, because when black people practiced their own cultural magics, it was considered wrong, and that's just another way that we conceptualize white magic being, you know, good and light and fluffy, whereas black magic is wrong.
Gentrified magic.
Yes. So, there's your tiny morbid magic fact.
I like it.
I don't have any sources except for that feed, by the way. So, I could...
If it's wrong, okay. But, I mean, it sounds right. It sounds plausible.
Yeah.
And, if you want to fact check us, let us know.
Do it. I would honestly invite that, because I like learning things.
Yeah.
It's not a challenge. I enjoy it. Anyway, cut that down.
I really enjoy learning.
I do.
All right, so that is my conclusion. I did a little research on tobacco, and not really much on demons. Or I was like, you know what? It's a demon rock. It's there's carvings on it, probably.
Yeah.
The carvings are on the tree as well, which when you chant to it, it tells you where to find the rock. Yeah, which is by
the
tree.
That's cool.
It's a whole thing.
Hey, the rock's over there. I got your back. Don't worry about it.
And it's part of the world that I'm building. I started building accidentally, but then I was like, everything's connected.
Does that have anything to do with the heritage trees?
Yeah, like, exactly, like, this, obviously. Okay. Like, these trees, this is like
people.
A purposeful tree, and this family is a family of people who have been, I don't want to say burdened, but it's like their duty, they've been given this, responsibility, just like the family in Far From Home, the other story I wrote about the boy that got taken to outer space, and was like, you have to help this interplanetary thing, because both of our planets rely on one another.
Do I know this one?
Yeah, about the cat creature, like the small cat.
Oh, okay,
that
yes.
Planet.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
It's okay. I write a lot of weird stories.
Okay.
But, like, it's in the same realm of that, like, that was this family's, like, it's what they had to do.
Burden.
Oh, God.
Duty.
Tradition. Fuck. It was that family's responsibility.
Calling?
Yeah, their calling. They were destined to do this.
Yes.
Fuck. Why can't I think of the word?
I know what you mean. It's...
So, basically, it was their destiny. It was their family's destiny.
Yes.
Like, this is what they've done for centuries.
Yes.
And, so, same thing with this sort of demon vanquishing. And also, the demon needs to be vanquished every 13 years. Just fun fact, randomly, which has no bearing to the story, but he figured his boys were old enough. Every 13 years. Just come say a chant to the tree and then pick up a rock.
You have way more built up in your worlds than I do. Mine are mostly like real life. Hey, that sucked. Like,
yeah.
I would not enjoy that. Thank you.
Also, the woods are also part of that town where that last boy I was talking about was from. I think his name was Paul. No, Paul was
no,
the
Paul
other guy.
No, Paul was not.
Can't forget Paul.
Paul was a long drive home.
But a story that I haven't released yet called In Love and Death, where this... Sorry to go into this, just very briefly. There's this otherworldly... It's an otherworldly town, just like fucking Smallville. Not Smallville. Just like where Sabrina... Like, Sabrina has, like, lives in a supernatural town where all these weird things happen. It's similar to that. So, anyway, this woman lives in this town, and she is the ex-wife of a demon. It's complicated, but, working out, I'm fleshing out that
way.
Story. Yeah, and it's called In Love and Death. Anyway.
Oh, I get it. Wait, maybe I shouldn't ask these questions right now if I don't know the story yet.
If you have I can try to answer it as vaguely as possible. It's gonna be...
Is he her ex-husband because he's been vanquished by somebody else, like a demon hunter, like Sam and Dean, or just like, hey, bye.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if he was vanquished. I didn't frame it from that point of view, but I like that. Okay. That he was vanquished.
Okay.
But it's more so like she...
And she's just like a widow.
She found her independence.
Okay.
And she left that demon for a better life.
Oh, I like that story like, rather yeah. than...
It's more of a feminist story.
Yeah.
Accidentally, but also... She's finding her own way.
Be your own savior. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't wait for somebody to come save you. Just...
Don't be the wife of a demon. Be your own demon. Go out there.
I don't disagree with this. Like, why stand by and let him do all the work?
Give him help.
Get out there. Give him help.
I don't know.
I agree with everything that you're saying. I love it so much. I appreciate you. I'm so
fucking
you.
Weird.
But this is why we get
this
along.
This is my world.
You know, I was thinking about how we met and how, like...
Oh, also, the cursed place takes place in the future.
Really?
From these other stories. Okay anyway.
No, I know. You're good.
My world.
No, I was thinking about how we met and, like...
It's very random.
I mean, we worked together. It wasn't super random.
But, like, yeah.
But, like, I approached you and I was like, we've never really talked. I see you every day because I work across the aisle from you. It would be really cool if we hung out one time.
Because, like, it started from just, like, a conversation in the break room where I, like, chimed in because it was, like, an open break room. So, like, everyone's talking loud and, mm-hmm. you know, you walk in and you hear something like, oh, isn't that the thing? Something, something. It was about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. And, probably. I chimed in because I like what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh.
Anyway.
I didn't.
That's how it started.
Tell you. So one of Gabby's friends.
Is this something to cut? Sorry.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I didn't know if it was too personal.
No. He has mannerisms and his face remind me a lot of Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his height. And he also has a corgi mix.
Hmm.
We just bonded.
I feel like it's mostly the dog.
Yeah. No, he's.
But.
But he's an attractive guy, and whoever you know, gets his fancy is very lucky. Mix.
Corgi mix.
No shade, but still.
Little shade. You're like, mix. I'm like, all right.
I feel...
Still a corgi, I mean.
Been called out, and with good reason.
Oh, yeah. God.
I just forgot to tell you about him.
Yeah. It's all good.
Cut it if you want. It's just whatever you want to do.
I've been leaving, like, random bits of just us being us. So that'll probably get left in also.
Okay. It is time for What's the Tea. We didn't have tea today. We had mimose because we felt like it.
What's the mimose? No.
We're doing the mimose.
I'm doing the mimose I can. This 2020's been rough.
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway.
So, yeah, it's that time. What is the mimose tea?
It's actually, like, community. For this week, we actually released we released merch. Don't feel obligated to buy it, but, like, I made some cool designs of stuff that I like for Tiny Morbid Fantasies, and I was like, this would be cool just to have, so we're actually the ones buying the stuff.
I'm buying a tote bag, because, duh.
Sophia's getting the Tiny Morbid Fantasies coffin tote bag in Merlot. It's like a burgundy
Merlot. There.
Hmm.
R.I.P.
And I'm getting the Keep It Spooky tote bag.
Okay.
So, we'll be showing some merch. It'll be up on the screen. But
if
you'd like, you can check out our store on Threadless. And even if you just want to follow it, I don't know, give it a thumbs up.
You don't
have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a fun thing to do. And if you want to support the show, you can always just get, like, a TMF or Tiny Morbid Fantasies, like, sticker or button. Otherwise,
I'm sure I'm getting some stickers. So.
We're still glad you're here either way.
Yeah.
Also, just as a, I got a little bit more tea.
Go for it.
We also have a Patreon. Again,
yes, we
don't want people to feel obligated, like, hey, give us money. You don't have to. We're surprised that people listen anyway. So
we
thank
do this
you
for
listening.
Fun, so thank you for being here and enjoying, hopefully, this journey with us. But if you feel like you enjoy this content and would like to contribute to our Patreon, we welcome that too.
Yeah, so patreon.com/tinymorbidfantasies. We do have some things up, and we have we're actually working on some things to be coming up soon to that Patreon page as well. But there's also some early versions of stories. So on the Patreon, there's actually two podcasts, like little mini episodes. There's a 5-minute one called Are We Recording, where it was just, we ramble.
That was before. Fun.
It was accidental, but we were recording, and it was before a podcast, and we had just like this whole conversation about like IKEA and children being set loose there and our happy place. And then there was another episode, Childhood Stories. I remember this one. And why it's 23 minutes long is because we talked about stupid stuff we did as children.
Yes.
And it had nothing to do with the podcast, and I had to cut it. But I was like, it was such a good conversation.
Yeah.
So I just, like, we're going to have these little extra things on Patreon, but also a few more things we're working on. So.
Yeah. We're busy. Busy.
We're trying to create more content, but also premium content. But if that's not something that you're interested in, you know, let us know. We appreciate feedback. Yeah. And
but also keep in mind, this is not our full-time job. We do not get paid to do this.
It is this a labor of love.
It is a labor.
It's just fun. And of love. It's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can check it out. I'll put the links in the description.
Yeah.
And also, this is going to be in video format, so there will be pictures of the merch. That's a bit advanced for me, but I'll give it a shot. All right.
What's my tea?
I thought you didn't have tea today.
I do have tea today. I like the tiniest bit of tea.
Okay. And what's your tea?
I have, like, a spill of tea, if you will.
Just a sip.
It's too hot. No, it's not too hot. It's not anything. It's lukewarm tea, if you will. I'm just really proud of myself because I finished up a project last night that was before the due date. The due date's today, and usually I leave things till the last minute because optimism bias. I think I can do things that I can't in the amount of time that I give myself to do them.
I just like to procrastinate, so.
I don't like to procrastinate. I have a lot of stressful feelings when I am the one perpetuating my own procrastination. But I finished it. I finished it early. And now I have only two more things to do before tomorrow. But
that's awesome, though. Congrats.
The big thing was done. The big thing with the deadline of today was done.
I felt that way last weekend where I just had like little stuff I needed to do. Just like bills needed to get paid. I had checks to deposit, money to move. I had to call my doctor. Like I had like things to do. And I was like, I don't know where to start, so I'm going to watch YouTube videos.
It's overwhelming.
And I posted a video about, I made a post about it, and I was like, you know what? While I'm watching these YouTube videos, I made a list, and I made a checklist, and then that helped me.
Yeah.
Checklist. Magic.
You know what? Checklists, trackers, and goals. I'm now putting some trackers in my planner for some stuff, and then if I reach my goal, then I have a reward for myself, because if I don't visibly see it, then I don't know what I'm tracking, so the reward helps. Yes. So.
I like it. Yeah. But yeah, the list helps with just, alright, let me just write down all the things I have to do, and then just pick one from the list, do it, cross it off. I did like 4 out of 7 things. It's not bad.
I also like making check marks, and then like an extra line through stuff. Just be like, it's really done.
I like an X on the side.
Or quantifiable stuff. Like, I have a goal of drinking more water. I drink 32 ounces a day. I'd like to double it, or at least drink more than that. So, on the weekends, I don't, for some reason, don't drink out of my hydro flask. I just drink pints of water, so I just track the ounces.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. Like, I have the hydro flask at work, and then when I'm here on the weekend,
well, I had one.
It's like, oh, I haven't drank at all today. And just coffee. That has water in it. Why do I feel like shit?
Because it's a diuretic. You know.
That's my life.
That's
working on it. Baby steps.
That's fair. So, if you liked this story and want to hear more, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @TinyMorbid or YouTube, Instagram, and Reddit at @TinyMorbidFantasies.
And to be featured in upcoming episodes, send your stories to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com. And don't forget, the writing prompt for this week is going to be learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
So get those stories to us.
Yeah. Oh, and we have an upcoming writing prompt. I don't know when, but it's based on real life.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show pictures with a warning.
So random. Yeah.
Maybe like a click to reveal type of thing on Reddit or something. Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments, you can send those along to us, too.
Till next time.
Keep it spooky.
Like when your cat stares at the corner of the room for half an hour, unmoving.
Oh, yeah.
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 I get it. Bastards.